I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Israel is taking steps to deport thousands of African migrants.
Israeli immigration authorities have begun issuing deportation orders to asylum seekers from war-torn Eritrea and Sudan. It is the latest step in Israel's plan to expel about 40,000 African migrants after they entered the country illegally during the past decade. A man who identified himself as Michael received a deportation notice. It said that by April 1st, he must leave for an unnamed African country reported to be Rwanda. Michael said it is wrong for Israel to deport refugees knowing they face certain death back in Africa.
That's Robert Berger reporting for VOA in Jerusalem. Russia's defense ministry says a pilot was killed after parachuting to the ground when his plane was shot down near a rebel-held town of Sarakep, Syria. Syrian monitors and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the incident, saying the pilot was flying a Russian-made low-flying twin-engine jet designed to support ground troops. When the aircraft was damaged and the pilot ejected, multiple witnesses on the ground say the pilot was killed after opening fire on rebels trying to capture him. Turkey's military says it has suffered its single deadliest day in its offensive against Syrian militias in northern Syria. Five soldiers were killed in the Afrin region when their tank came under fire. Two soldiers were killed near the tank attack, the other along Turkey's border with Syria. In retaliation, Turkey said its jets later struck Kurdish targets in the area. This is VOA News. Two people are dead, dozens injured, after a train derailed in the U.S. state of South Carolina Sunday morning. The passenger train, with nearly 150 people on board, collided with a freight train early and derailed. It was traveling between New York and Miami when the accident occurred. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is embarking on a trip this week to Northeast Asia. It's said to be meant to enhance his profile. He plans to visit as many as 10 countries this year and help counter North Korea's charm offensive at the Winter Olympics. A spokesperson has said that Pence's presence will be due to his grave concerns that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will hijack the messaging around the Olympics. The North Koreans have been master manipulators in the past. It's a murderous state, according to the spokesperson. There is grief and anger on the small South Pacific island nation of Kiribati after the disappearance of a ferry carrying about 80 people. As Phil Mercer reports from Sydney for VOA, there's reaction from the local community.
In 2013, another maritime tragedy claimed 35 lives. Yet some islanders complain that little appears to have been done to address safety concerns identified after the earlier tragedy. Politicians are also asking questions after the most recent disaster and want to know why it took 8 days to raise the alarm after the ferry went missing. One Kiribati MP said the missing ferry was unseaworthy and should never have been allowed to set sail. Kiribati, an archipelago about halfway between Hawaii and Australia, is a former British colony and gained independence in 1979. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
To mark World Cancer Day, this day, the World Health Organization is urging the adoption of healthy lifestyles.
Much progress has been made in the diagnosis and treatment of cancer, but the statistics regarding this disease remain terrible. Cancer is the second leading cause of death globally, killing nearly 9 million people yearly, with about 14 million new cases being diagnosed. The most common cause of cancer death include lung, liver, colorectal, stomach, and breast cancers. The World Health Organization reports tobacco use is the most important risk factor, followed by alcohol use, unhealthy diet, and lack of physical activity. WHO Technical Officer for Cancer Control, Andre Ilbawi, says approximately 70% of cancer deaths are in low- and middle-income countries.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from the World Health Organization headquarters in Geneva. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in